far more dangerous things to worry about, and all four were staring at me. Nikolai, Seth, their mother Elena, and boring coat-taker dude stood together at the shoreline and took in the scene warily. My stomach clenched as I remembered Elena saying there was no one as powerful as Nikolai in the world. My only solace was that she'd never seen me fight. I had more to lose than they did, and I would die for my cause. I told you the next time I saw you, I would kill you, I said calmly as I stepped forward, leaving the packs of shifters behind me. So unless you plan on dying in the next 5 minutes, I'd suggest you leave.
Dima, you've misunderstood what's happened,
Seth said, taking a tentative step forward.
No, I didn't see her,
I growled as my dragon demanded release. Holding her back was difficult, but I learned patience in my many years on Earth.
You're very good, but I'm far better. Blackmailing my father for my release is futile. My father hates me as much as I despise him. Killing me is just stupid and short-sighted. You dragons have hellacious intel if that's your pathetic plan. It's no wonder you've failed for hundreds of years.
Nikolai's growl of fury and the fire that sparked around him almost made me back up, but I held my ground. He was wildly overwhelming and ungodly beautiful. I despised him for igniting desire in me. He was evil, and I needed to be smacked for being attracted to someone who would happily see me dead. Showing fear would be my downfall, and I was not going to die. However, I was terrified some of the shifters on the beach might. I needed to take this battle elsewhere. The power emanating from behind me was enormous, and I knew the shifters would fight. But dragons were not something to play with.
Dima, we have no plans to trade or kill you, Elena said as she too stepped forward. I knew you as a child, and your mother was my friend.
She was no longer muting her power, and she was tremendously strong. My gut felt sucker-punched with her revelation, and I now realized why I thought I recognized her only hours ago in Chicago. I vaguely remembered a group of women that had attended to my mother, and Elena's face was among them.
You knew who I was the whole time? I demanded angrily. Were they all in on this?
I did, she replied with a nod and a sweet smile. Seth has seen this, and we need you as much as you need us. The violence will not end unless we come together.
I call bullshit, I snapped.
It's true, you ungrateful woman. I don't want you any more than you want us, but I trust my brother's vision more than I despise you,
Nikolai ground out as he took his place next to his family.
Back at you, asshole, I growled.
It was all Nikolai could do to hang on to his temper and not go for my throat. I watched the struggle and enjoyed it thoroughly. His mother had hold of his arm and Seth stepped in front of him. Coat Guy just stood back and watched. Was he Elena's mate? I didn't think so, but anything was possible.
My mother tells the truth,
Seth said in the same kind voice he always used.
I have seen many things, and success will only be ours if we join forces.
What else have you seen?
Essie demanded as she, Hank, and Junior moved to me and flanked my sides.
Unbelievable,
Elena muttered as she marveled at the picture of werewolves and dragons united together.
She really is the Link.
I'm not a Link,
I corrected her rudely.
I'm a person with a mission, and I have no time for incompetent dragons to slow me down. This is ridiculous,
Nikolai roared in fury as he paced behind his family.
We don't need her. Your vision is wrong.
My vision is not wrong, and you know it, Seth told his brother. Dima, what can we do to convince you we mean no harm? Make the pissed off one apologize,
Essie whispered in my ear as I barked out a laugh. Her idea was ludicrous, but brilliant at the same time. If their powerful leader got down on his knees before me, it would set the right tone. However, I was certain it wouldn't happen in this lifetime. Male dragons did not subjugate themselves to females. Ever. Time to see if hell would freeze over.
I want Nikolai's apology and his word that this will be a two-leader mission. I won't be treated as a subordinate if I decide to go with you.
I crossed my arms over my chest to calm my erratic breathing and waited for the explosion. Nikolai did not disappoint.
Absolutely not,
he roared as small fires lit the beach around him.
She is of the evil one's blood, and I will not bow down to royalty as long as I breathe. She's worthless to us.
Stop it!
Elena hissed at her son as she too lit up in flames of anger.
Get past your anger and your ego. This is not about you. It's far bigger than old vendettas. Our people's lives are at stake. Swallow your misplaced pride and do as she says. Now.
I held my breath and waited to see what the vicious dragon would do. I was ready to shift in a second, and part of me wanted him to shift as well. I was itching for a fight, and I knew he would be an outstanding adversary.
I will live to regret this,
Nikolai muttered as he stalked toward me, giving his mother a glare of displeasure. Damn, he was huge. Maybe this was a horrible idea. His ire rolled off of him, and I still wasn't sure if he would burn me to a crisp. I kept my dragon on call and met him halfway. It was the least I could do if we were going to be an antagonistic team. He recognized my gesture and eyed me cautiously.
Does Her Highness want me on my knees?
He asked suggestively, thoroughly enjoying the sexual double entendre. He looked me up and down with undisguised lust, and I wanted to slap his smug face. Yes, she does, I answered coldly as my insides danced dangerously with desire, imagining everything he could do to me in that position. He was every kind of bad and all kinds of sexy. My hatred for him increased as he slowly and deliberately went to his knees in front of me.
Next time I'm in this position, I will not be begging for forgiveness. You will be begging for release,
he whispered for my ears only. My first instinct was to knee him in the throat, but that would be rather counterproductive. It would feel great in the moment, but wouldn't accomplish my goal of making him grovel. I could feel his heat, desire and hatred all mixed together. It was heady to have him on his knees, and it would be a cold day in hell before I let him go on his knees in front of me for any other reason than the one he'd chosen now. I can't hear you, I sang, and gave him a smile that didn't come close to reaching my eyes. I was playing with fire, and we both knew it. Elena wrung her hands, and I heard Essie's gasp behind me. Nikolai's eyes narrowed to slits, but I kept the smile on my face and didn't back up even one centimeter. The dragon had never met anyone like me, and never would again. I'd been beaten down my whole life. I'd lived on the run for hundreds of years. I'd watched my family murdered in cold blood by my father. This man had a brother and a mother who clearly loved his insane ass. I had nothing but my son, and I would move mountains to keep him safe. Nikolai was but a small rock on the mountain to me. He was nothing. I just wished my rioting female insides would get on the same page as my vengeful brain. Lust was inconsequential. Sex was just an act to meet a need. He was beautiful. So what?
My apologies, princess,
Nikolai said in a voice that could be heard by all on the beach.
I have always trusted my brother's visions, and I shall trust this one as well. My regard for your despicable character is not of importance, if we can accomplish our shared goal. I've worked with the enemy before, and I can do it again. However, if you turn on us, I will kill you with my bare hands, and enjoy it.
That was a shitty apology, Essie chimed in from behind me. I'd make him do it again.
I'd have to agree with you, Elena said to Essie as she walked up behind her son and whacked him in the head.
You can do better than that.
You certainly don't tell someone you're going to kill them while trying to convince them to come with us.
Dear God,
Nikolai bellowed.
What do you want me to do here? I've never apologized to anyone in my life. I'm doing the best I can.
It's fine, I said as I bit back a laugh that I was sure would send him into a rage. My apology would have been similar. He's an ass. I expected no less.
I'm not sure your approval is helping me,
Nikolai muttered as he stood and offered his hand.
I will work with you, not against you. I don't like you, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual. As long as our goal stays the same, We will fight together.
Well, you're correct about me not liking you, but I will concede that I've not been successful alone. I accept your crappy apology, and I'll work with you until my father is dead, and then I never want to lay eyes on you again.
Likewise,
he snapped. I took his hand in mine, and a zing of something unfamiliar shot up my arm. My eyes grew wide, and I glanced up from our locked hands. His expression matched my own, and he squeezed harder to see if it would happen again. It did. What the hell? Feigning indifference, I pulled my hand back and met his gaze steadily. Whatever magic voodoo the son of a bitch had going on, I wanted no part of it. He wanted my father dead, I wanted my father dead. He would not get into my pants or my life. He was simply a tool for me to use to ensure my son's safety. That was all he was, and all he ever would be.
A truce has been reached,
Hank called out to the shifters as he approached Seth, and they began to talk in earnest. The shifters on the beach slowly left, and the horrible bloodbath everyone had been expecting was thankfully avoided. I'd made a deal with the devil, but at this point I saw no other way.
Crazy rude dude is hot, and he's got it bad for you,
Essie whispered, as she loaded me down with the solution and the burner phones.
I say do him.
Nope, not going to happen. Dragons like him are nothing but trouble, I whispered back.
Look at his ass,
she insisted as Nikolai approached his brother and Hank.
That is a fine ass.
It's fine, all right, but he's an ass with a nice ass. I have no time for that.
Make time, dude, Essie advised. Tomorrow may never come. Live your life and own it. Make no apologies, and have at least one massive big O before you bite it.
I'll kick it under consideration, I told her so she'd lay off. Essie didn't understand my kind at all. If I had sex with the animal, all of my power would be negated. I needed to stay two steps ahead of the dragons I was allying myself with. I still didn't trust any of them, but they could have come here burnt hung to the ground. I was alive, and so were my friends. All four dragons had taken their human forms, which was the most non-confrontational thing they could have done. They knew it, and I knew it. So unless they had another nefarious plan up their collective sleeve that involved my demise, I was going to have to trust them to a point. However, I would never trust them fully, just as I was certain they would never really trust me either. Normal protocol for dragons. I envied the wolves with their tight-knit community and the way they had each other's backs. I'd never known that kind of life, and I never would. I could only hope that after my father was gone, I could meld back into Hung Georgia with Daniel. I only had a few more months on this earth, and I'd love to live them in peace. I wanted Daniel to have what was never possible for me. Dima, it's time to go, Elena said kindly as she put her hand on my shoulder. Where are we going? I asked as I watched the sun begin to rise. We have compounds all over the world, but we're going to the one in upstate New York. It puts us close enough to the king, yet far away enough to make our plans, she explained as she extended her hand to Essie in greeting.
It's strangely nice to meet you,
Essie said as she took Elena's hand. You're the wolf who can slay a dragon, aren't you? She asked Essie with fascinated interest.
Yes, I am. I'd prefer not to do it again anytime soon, so please take good care of my friend Dima. You seem very nice, but I wouldn't hesitate to remove your head if I had to.
Your loyalty is noted, Elena said with a warm smile. Dima's mother would be very happy indeed to know she has friends like you. Her mention of my mother again made my gut clench in pain. I wondered how much she knew of my mother's death. I kept my smile plastered on my face and hugged my friends goodbye.
I'll keep you posted on our project, Junior said cryptically, as he lifted me into a bear hug and almost broke my ribs.
We'll let you know how Dwayne's vacation is going as well,
Essie added with a wink as she kissed my cheek. With a sharp glance to Seth, I wondered if he'd broken his promise and revealed Daniel's existence to his family. I'd find out soon enough. At least I knew my baby was safe for the moment.
You will call us or we'll come after you, Hank said loud enough for the dragons to hear. She's not our prisoner, Nikolai said flippantly,
She's free to do as she pleases. If it pleases her highness to call her unlikely friends, she will not be stopped.
Thanks, jackass, I said, much to Nikolai's displeasure. If he was going to refer to me as a royal, I would refer to him with all sorts of names in combo with the word ass. Two could play his game, and I would win. Are we going to find the daylight? I asked, wondering if I'd be stuck in a car with Mr. Asshead for 20 hours.
No, boring coat ticker guy said as he spoke for the first time since he'd arrived. I can put a shield around us that will render us invisible.
What in the hell are you?
Junior asked, wildly impressed.
Coat guy shrugged and smiled. A dragon warlock. Everyone's worst nightmare.
I swallowed hard and really looked at him. I'd not paid much attention the first time we'd met. He was the stuff of myths. As a child, I'd heard stories about the rare dragon warlocks, but I never believed them to be true. He was handsome in a very nondescript way. He would easily blend in with the crowd and not be noticed at all. However, a dragon like him was a dangerous adversary. I wondered how they'd found him. I'd always heard my father kept one prisoner, but I'd pushed that fairy tale aside. Now I wondered.
Do you have a name, Dragon Warlock? I asked, still staring at the myth come to life.
I go by Lenny, he replied easily.
That's not what I asked. I shot back equally as smooth.
This is true, he agreed, but at the moment, it's all you will get. Possibly in the future, you will receive more. But for now, you haven't earned it.
Whatever, I said dismissively. In the future, I won't even want it.
Don't be hasty, child. No one knows what the future will bring, and what we will want or need to know.
Lenny turned his back on me and walked to the edge of the ocean. If I didn't know he was real, I would have thought he'd turned into a statue. Nikolai, Elena, and Seth watched the exchange with open-mouthed wonder.
Dear God, I've never heard him string so many words together in my life, Seth said as he stared at me strangely.
Elena nodded and laughed.
He must like you.
He's an idiot, Nikolai muttered rudely.
At least he's not an ass bucket, I said sweetly.
Enough,
Elena said to us as if we were children, not centuries-old killing machines.
We must leave at once.
With one last smile at my friends, I shifted into my dragon. The flow was seamless, and my weak human form became my beautiful, powerful, sparkling golden dragon. The gasps of everyone, including Nikolai, filled my ears, but I ignored them. I was free to be myself. With no clue how long my freedom would last, I launched myself into the air and turned somersaults of happiness. The only thing that would make this moment perfect was if my child was flying with me. But everything I was about to do would make that precious moment possible. As he stood on the beach with Hank and Junior, laughing and waving, Elena, Seth, and Lenny shifted and joined me. Their dragon forms were beautiful, but no one was as gorgeous and fierce as the man who hated me. Nikolai's dragon was huge, sleek, and jet black with glittering silver markings. His wingspan was twice mine, but I knew my smaller form would make me faster and more agile in the air, or at least I hoped it would. Lenny huffed and blew an enormous cloud of purple smoke that rendered us invisible to my friends on the beach below. I was amazed at his skill and wondered how he did it. I'm sure they were all curious how I'd transported out of Chicago, but no one had mentioned it yet. I was sure an interrogation was coming, but they would learn nothing. My gift was mine, and I wouldn't share its origin or its giver. Some secrets were meant to be kept. With one last glance back, I joined my new comrades in flight. I'd never flown with my kind in a group, and a small part of me was giddy with joy. I hid it well, but it felt so good. I was off on a new adventure.
I just prayed it ended well. It had to.
Chapter 8.
We have to break apart the inner circle,
Nikolai said in frustration as he ran his hands through his dark hair.
He paced the floor of the command room with wide strides as his top advisors watched him intently.
Direct attack hasn't worked, and bribing the bastards to get on the inside has simply ended in the loss of millions of dollars. We've tried to take them in every conceivable way and always come up short.
There have to be weaknesses in the inner circle we haven't found.
Cade, the fierce-looking dragon lieutenant, said, poring over maps and other stats of the enemy.
Your work has been outstanding, and your ingenuity humbling. We're getting closer. I can feel it, Nikolai told Cade as he spared me a brief glance.
The loyalty of his people was impressive. Over the last week, I'd observed Nikolai be fair and collaborative. This was not the way I'd ever known dragons to interact. We were an untrusting and violent race, or at least my father's regime was, and that was all I'd ever experienced of dragon society. Furthermore, I'd lived among humans for several hundred years while hiding from my father. I was so out of practice with my own kind, it was unnerving. Of course, Nikolai's disdain for me was unwavering, and I returned the sentiment out of self-preservation. Even though I was now living amongst several hundred dragons, an empty loneliness filled my hours, but that was nothing new. I missed the werewolves and vampires desperately. Daniel filled most of my waking thoughts. I knew he was safe, but I missed him. Stupidly, I longed for the same approval from Nikolai that he gave his people. It was silly, and I dismissed it quickly. I'd been on my own for so long, my need for acceptance was skewed. I didn't need his kindness or approval. I needed his army and his cooperation. Nothing more. Nikolai refused any title other than general, but they treated him like a god. And from everything I had seen, the asshole deserved it.
Sir, our intel's been spotty over the last few years, and our only infiltrator was,
Cade said haltingly. I was impressed they'd gotten anyone in at all. My father was quite particular when it came to whom he surrounded himself with. Was what? I asked.
Beheaded,
Cade said quietly, staring at his hands. For a tough guy, he seemed shaken by the loss of a comrade. They were bizarre to me. I was envious of this different kind of dragon weir.
She was skinned alive, then beheaded,
Nikolai ground out, correcting his lieutenant and shooting me a withering look. I stared back unflinchingly, even though I wanted to heave. Of course, the only way into my father's circle would have been through sex. Hence, a woman. I was sickened that they had even sent a woman. I had nothing to do with my father's despicable ways, and the sooner the bastard let go of that, the sooner I would be trusted by his damn people. I was beginning to think coming here was a grave mistake on my part. I had a limited amount of time and a lot to accomplish.
Is there a reason you feel the need to punish me for my father's sins? I'm not the one who sent a woman to his weir. However, you did.
My voice was as cold as ice, and everyone in the room sat up straighter and became visibly uncomfortable. The hostility was thick.
It was not my choice,
Nikolai shouted and slammed his fists on the table in front of me, sending paper flying everywhere. The veins in his neck stood out, and his dragon was dangerously close to the surface. Had this woman been his mate? His lover?
Our sister went on her own,
Seth said quietly.
We knew nothing of it until it was far too late. I didn't see it coming.
The bile in my stomach rose, and it was all I could do to hold back my own shift and go attack my father. My God, I could end the regime on my own. No one else needed to die. My father wanted me dead. Maybe if I just showed up unexpectedly, I'd have a chance to kill him where he stood. I'd most likely die a violent death after the fact. But what was one life compared to all the lives he'd taken already? And I had something my father didn't have. Something he'd never have. We both had hatred within us. But I had my son. And love was far stronger than hate. My son would always be loved and taken care of. I'd made sure of that. I just needed to make his world a safer place. That I could do. I had to. I was now convinced my being here was wrong. Seth was a damn seer. If he didn't see his own sister's death,
Why should I believe that he saw my help would end my father's reign of terror?
It's not an exact science, Elena said as she stood and put her hand on an ashen Seth's shoulder. Seth's visions tend to the positive, not the negative. There is no way he could have known.
I'm sorry, I said to Elena and Seth. Sorry is a paltry word, but it's all I have. She nodded and sat back down.
Blood is thick, princess, Nikolai stated and stood his ground. You have his blood. You have his ways.
Actually, it's not. I disagreed and went toe-to-toe with Nikolai. It's rather watery and means little to nothing to my father. Ask my mother and my three brothers. Oh, wait, you can't because he murdered them with his bare hands right in front of me. So if you believe my ways are similar to my father's,
you are more of a fool than I thought you were to have insisted I come here in the first place.
Small fires began to ignite off of both Nikolai and me. 5 more minutes and the entire room would be engulfed in flames.
Stop it, now,
Seth said as he stood and came between his brother and myself.
My vision is clear. We will succeed together. It's the only way.
Silver smoke drifted ominously from Nikolai's nose, and his eyes glowed a brilliant green. He wanted to tear my head off, and I was feeling dangerously close to returning the favor. He was dressed casually in jeans and a green t-shirt that matched his eyes. It was completely distracting, and I stared at the table so I wouldn't kill him or jump him. The dragons watched in rabid fascination, wondering if someone, meaning me, was going to die. Seth, Elena, and Lenny pulled Nikolai back, while about a dozen more dragons, male and female, sat forward and looked on. The females watched Nikolai with hungry eyes, which infuriated me. We were here to figure out how to off my father, not get laid by an arrogant asshole. Inhaling slowly and exhaling even slower, I made eye contact with Seth and decided to give it one more try. If they still refused to accept me, I would leave, vision or no. My father's inner circle is solid, I said evenly, ignoring what had passed only moments ago. They might not love him, but they're loyal.
Why?
Seth asked. I was no longer angry with Seth, and he had regained my trust. He had kept my secret about Daniel, which was more than I'd expected. After a long talk, I'd realized he'd never led me to believe we were anything more than friends, and he still treated me exactly the same as before. He was a hugger and a handholder. Seth was kind and affectionate with everyone. I wasn't jealous when he touched others. I just loved when he touched me. It was brotherly and protective. For him and for Daniel, I would try. Because he has something on everyone, that's how he works. If my father isn't blackmailing someone, he threatens the lives of the people his inner circle love. And they are not idle threats. He makes good on his promises. I shuddered, remembering how much pleasure he'd taken in tearing my older brothers and mother to shreds. It was hundreds of years ago, but the memory had played in my mind and my nightmares since the horrid day.
So, she's staying?
A leggy and obnoxious, beautiful blonde dragon named Maria demanded, staring daggers at me. Several dragons around the large table hissed under their breath, and I raised my eyebrows at the hostility. I'd known it would be hard to win them over, but I was getting weary of the veiled threats. I'd been sleeping holding my knives the entire week. It was getting old fast. If Nikolai didn't show me respect, none of them would. Maria was hot for teacher and saw me as a threat to her chances with Nikolai. I was very aware she didn't give a damn whose daughter I was. She was thinking with her crotch as most dragons did. Maria and at least 10 other horny female dragons could not have been more wrong. I wanted nothing to do with the pig. The sexual chemistry between Nikolai and me was unavoidable, and everyone had noticed, including Seth. Seth had even tried to talk to me about it, which didn't end well for him.
She has a name, I said calmly as I sat back in my chair and narrowed my eyes at her. It's Dima, and I'd suggest you use it, Maria. I'm equally as in charge as Nikolai, and I will brook no insubordinate behavior. Are we clear? Maria?
I will listen to Nikolai, not her, she snapped angrily.
If she persists, I will challenge her.
The room went silent and my grin widened. Maybe I didn't have Nikolai's respect, but Maria had just given me the opening to get everyone else's. The entirety of the room watched with bloodthirsty interest.
God, dragons were so predictable.
Oh, Maria, Maria, Maria. That's such a short-sighted choice. However, I will accept your challenge. I've been itching to beat the hell out of someone the whole miserable week I've been here. Since it's not appropriate for me to kick Nikolai's ass, being that we're partners and all, I suppose tearing you apart will suffice. Does sundown work for you? I inquired politely. Nikolai's audible grunt of displeasure at my show of disrespect for him somewhat satisfied my need to throat punch him. Not completely, but enough to hold me over. Elena pressed her hand to her mouth to hide a small smile, but Lenny did no such thing. His grin was wide, and his appreciation for me increased. That pleased me for some bizarre reason. He'd not spoken more than two words to me since we'd arrived at the compound, but I knew he was constantly watching.
I didn't challenge you. I believe I said I was going to challenge you, Maria spat, but didn't completely back down.
I beg to differ. I heard challenge. I accepted. And you will regret it.
I explained slowly as if English was her second language. Are you withdrawing?
Of course not, she shot back angrily. You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
Since what my kind understood most was violence, it was fitting that I fight someone to gain respect. Maria was an ideal choice. I didn't like her, and she certainly didn't like me. However, she needed to respect me. They all did. And if it took some bloodshed, far be it from me to decline.
I look forward to it, I said.
Sundown or midnight? Maria wasn't quite as confident as she was only moments ago, but a dragon never walked away from a challenge, ever.
Sundown will be fine, she said with a sneer, making her attractive face ugly. Dragon or human?
Everyone waited in silence for my answer. Nikolai seemed particularly intrigued. He was most likely hoping I got my ass handed to me. He would be sorely disappointed. I just shrugged. Your choice, I told her. I'll win either way. Maria stood and turned her back on me, a blatant show of disdain. With a nod to Nikolai and the others, she left the room. Slowly, I let my glance scan the room. I made eye contact with every dragon there. These were the lieutenants of the resistance. And if they didn't back me in here, they wouldn't back me in battle. I didn't know their pasts, and I didn't care to. But they could not have been as violent and as horrific as mine. I didn't need their undying love, but I needed their trust. And I needed to trust them in return.
I'll say this once, and then I'm done. I have been through hell and back so many times I can't tell the difference anymore. The Marias in life don't bother me. I can tear them to shreds and go to a tea party. My heart is hard and I care about very little. However, my sense of justice and injustice is very clear. My life is dedicated to destroying my father like he destroyed my mother and brothers, along with countless others. I don't give a damn if any of you like me, but you will respect me, or I will leave your petty resistance and kill my father all by my lonesome.
I took a deep breath and continued.
You have not succeeded alone, so I would suggest embracing my presence. According to Seth, without me, you will continue to fail.
I do believe you have not succeeded on your own either, princess.
Nikolai stated in measured tone as he watched me with an expression I couldn't define. It looked somewhat like begrudging respect, but I wouldn't lay money on it.
This is true, I conceded. But I have more reason than ever to destroy him. I have everything to lose. This makes me far more dangerous than I've been in all my 499 years, ass crack.
What did you just call me?
Nikolai asked, with a disbelieving look of horror on his stupidly pretty face. All eyes in the room were now wide with amused shock. Apparently, irreverence and violence gained points with these fire breathers.
Ass crack, I replied evenly. However,
If you're more comfortable with Ass Bucket or Ass Canoe, I'll happily oblige. You stop with the princess crap and I'll stop with the ass names.
Shaking his head and biting back a grin, he nodded.
You win this round. Dima.
Damn it to hell. My name sounded like sex on his lips and he knew it. I couldn't catch a break here if it bit me.
So, Dima, you say you're 499?
He asked with far too much interest for my liking. Are you deaf? I shot back to titters in the peanut gallery of dragons watching. They were beginning to like me, maybe.
Do you have a death wish?
He shot back with full laughter not coming from the occupants of the room. Some would say yes, but I would patently disagree, I said coolly. Apparently, I was a little hasty with the like thing. The only death I wish for is that of my father. Any more questions?
Just one,
he said and crossed into my personal space. His scent made me dizzy, and I longed to either caress him or punch him. Both would have satisfied, although I was leaning toward the punch.
Why do you have everything to lose? What is this everything you speak of?
Me and my damn mouth. With a covert look at Seth, I raised my eyes to the man I couldn't stand and who made me want things I would never have. That's for me to know and no one else to find out. Some secrets are meant to be kept, Nikolai. I'm quite sure you have some doozies.
Does your secret affect the lives of my people?
He demanded with narrowed eyes. Only in that it will make me fight harder for the end of the man who wants all of us destroyed. And that's all any of you will ever need to know. With that, I turned to walk out of the room. I was done playing nice with dragons. The faster my father was eliminated, the faster I could leave and never lay eyes on any of these people again.
One more thing, princess, Nikolai said.
I ground my teeth at the repeated mention of my title and waited.
Try not to kill Maria tonight. The resistance can't afford to lose too many.
He raised an eyebrow and gave me a smirk that made me like him a little. Not that he ever would know. I shrugged and gave him a mock salute. I'll do my best, but that will depend on her, ass lump, I replied as I turned on my heel and left. The laughter and shocked gasps from the dragons in the room were music to my ears, not to mention Nikolai's indignant, furious grunt. But this was too difficult to keep up for long. My inner dragon had ideas about Nikolai that were not going to happen in this lifetime. Tamping her down was becoming increasingly exhausting, not to mention constantly watching my back socked. Being around so many of my own kind was waking up my sexual appetites. It wasn't Nikolai at all. Maybe I should find someone here to put out the fire. It might clear my head and make my inner dragon shut the hell up. However, the best scenario was eliminating my father and getting out of here as quickly as possible before I did something stupid. There were many reasons my being here was a bad idea. The very least of them was my attraction to the man who clearly hated me and I despised in return. They didn't want me here, and I didn't want to be here. But I was practical enough to realize I needed them. They just had to realize they needed me as well. My father's downfall could not come soon enough.
You probably shouldn't kill her,
Lenny said as he came from out of nowhere and caught up with my brisk pace. It was almost sundown as I made my way to the outdoor training area of the compound. It was enormous, as we were dragons after all, and needed an absurd amount of space when we shifted. Lenny's company was a welcome relief from my own jumbled thoughts. Lenny shortened his stride. His legs were much longer than mine. Why's that? I asked. She's disrespectful and I'm losing ground here. I don't have time to slowly earn trust. One quick beheading and I'm in, I said, half joking, half not. The thought was actually repugnant to me. In my long life, I'd only killed in self-defense, or in defense of someone else. Sadly, I'd had to defend myself repeatedly over the years, and I'd become quite adept at ending lives. My father's assassins were never far behind me. I realized early on that you didn't have to like something to be good at it.
You'll be sorry,
Lenny said. Lenny, the cryptic stuff isn't really working for me. If you've got a point, then get to it. I would hazard a guess that Maria is going to go for the kill. I'd also guess that she's a sloppy and easily distracted fighter by the way she conducts herself in life. She's also stupid.
Really? Lenny asked with a slight grin.
Yep. She's stupid because she's fighting me over a man. A man I don't want. A man who utterly disgusts me. She could die because of petty jealousy. Men are simply not worth dying for.
All men?
He asked, pulling me to a halt and making direct eye contact. My stomach lurched as I wondered what he meant. Did he know about Daniel? He had powers I couldn't even begin to explain. Could he read minds? I stared back evenly and considered my words carefully. There is one male I would die for. I die for him happily, I said, holding his gaze. Is that the answer you were looking for?
It is, he replied with a knowing smile.
It's not Nikolai, I blurted, then smacked myself in the head and quickly resumed walking. Oh my God, where in the hell did that come from?
Lenny chuckled, nodded, and kept pace next to me. No one knows what the future will hold.
Lenny, you're kind of a walking nightmare, and you're starting to ride my nerves.
Yes, well, I'm good like that, he replied. But back to the matter at hand. Don't kill Maria.
Is that all I'm going to get here? Frustrated didn't begin to cover my feelings. I was almost ready to have a go at Lenny.
Do you want more?
It might be a bit helpful, I snapped sarcastically as he tried to suppress a grin.
He failed. She's your niece.
He watched my horrified reaction for a brief moment and then vanished into thin air. WTH! Maria, the leggy, rude, blonde pain in my ass who wanted to bang Nikolai, was my niece? What were the odds of that? One of my brothers had a child? They were certainly of age to have mated when they were murdered. But wouldn't I have known about it? Was Lenny full of shit? Could my life get any more complicated? Actually, it would be easy to tell if Lenny was lying. I just needed to see Maria's mark. If the warlock dragon was telling the truth, it would match mine and Daniel's. If Lenny lied, it wouldn't. Chapter 9. God, she was stupid. Instead of readying herself for a fight that could potentially end her life, Maria was busy sucking up to Nikolai. If she was truly my relation, I prayed there weren't more of her. The outdoor training area was well maintained, and the covered bunkers that flanked the field were stocked with weapons. The resistance was definitely trained and prepared, but taking on a regime that had been around for at least 1,000 years was no simple matter. If I had to guess, I'd say all 200 dragons had come out to observe the match. This was going to be tricky. If Maria was my niece, I wouldn't fight her. I couldn't. There was one sure way to find out. Without breaking or slowing my pace, I walked right up to the wildly inappropriate flirt fest and grabbed Maria by the hair, deciding to ignore my reaction to seeing Nikolai flirting with another woman. I focused on the tall blonde that might or might not be related to me. Nikolai was not mine, and I didn't want him. I'd deal with my own stupidity later, or maybe never. Ignoring my underused girly parts was probably the safest way to go. Taking Maria to the ground was simple. Holding her squirming body, not so much. Excuse me, I said politely to the gathering dragons. I have to check something before the showdown.
Get off of me, bitch!
She screamed as I put my knee on her spine to incapacitate her.
Damn, she was strong.
In a minute, sweetheart,
I growled as I moved her hair aside to examine the base of her neck. My vision narrowed to almost darkness as I stared at the mark of my family clearly embedded in her skin. I gasped and rolled off of her as I tried not to throw up. How was this possible? How was I unaware that one of my brothers had fathered a child? In my shock, I didn't even see her coming. The blow to my head was impressive, but I didn't have time to deal with a headache or getting busted on by a woman I had no intention of fighting. I should have been protecting her my entire life. I wasn't about to spill her blood. However, she wasn't on the same page. She ran at me like a freight train from hell. She was sloppy and unfocused, just as I'd suspected. Who in the hell trained her to fight? She was a hot mess. Watching her, I was surprised she'd lived as long as she had. With ease, I moved to my right and stuck my foot out. She went tumbling like a mini tornado clear across the ring. I was going to have to educate this dragon on how to defend herself.
Enough!
I shouted and willed crystal pink flames to burst from my hands and upper body, much to her shock, and the shock of the dragons hoping for a bloody fight. Maria stood several yards away, literally frothing at the mouth, highly unattractive.
What's the matter?
She screamed, clearly furious and embarrassed, but thankfully not completely daft enough to run toward the deadly fire flowing out of me.
Are you afraid of me?
Hardly, I shot back as I searched for a resemblance to my long-dead brothers.
Who is your father?
The dragons, very confused, began to murmur unhappily amongst themselves. They were primed for a bloodbath, and it wasn't happening.
None of your fucking business, she spat. Filthy language is not necessary, I hissed.
Maria needed to learn some damn manners.
Don't make me repeat myself. I don't have to tell you anything, she shouted.
Name your father,
Nikolai demanded as he stepped up and stood next to me. Startled that he'd taken my side, I let the deadly flame recede a bit so I didn't blow him to kingdom come. That wouldn't go over well at all.
What are you doing?
I hissed quietly, wondering if he was going to try to take me out.
I'm not sure, he said with a half smirk and a shrug. Call it dragon intuition, but for the moment I'm with you. And the pink fire is kind of hot.
Before I could process if Nikolai was making fun of me or hitting on me, Lenny poofed in from out of nowhere, much to the delight of the antsy dragons.
You heard your leaders,
Lenny stated with an eerie calm. The crowd hushed. Clearly, they never heard him speak much either. Or maybe it was a fact that he'd referred to me as their leader along with Nikolai.
Name your father.
The silence was long as I watched Maria struggle with the turn of events. Part of me wanted to take her in my arms, but that would be as welcome as death to her at the moment.
I don't know, she whispered harshly. I don't know who my father is.
Your mother? I questioned. She eyed me with hatred and looked to Nikolai, who nodded curtly.
My mother was Christina.
My fire receded completely and I dropped to my knees.
How old are you?
I choked out as I realized which of my brothers she resembled.
I'm 485,
she said, now watching me strangely. She was the daughter of my brother Sean. He'd loved Christina with a passion, but refused to mate and have children because of my father's deadly wrath, or so I'd thought.
You said was. Is your mother alive?
I asked, already knowing the answer.
No,
she hissed, furious again.
My mother was murdered by your father when I was a child.
Shall I rephrase that last sentence for you? I asked as I got back to my feet and pushed the nausea I felt aside.
You make no sense,
Maria snapped. She was ready to go at me again now that my flames were gone. I didn't blame her. When she heard what I had to say next, she was going to burst into flames.
Your mother was killed by your grandfather, and your father was my brother Sean.
I said flatly, waiting for a tirade of swearing from her, or at the very least a spear of fire aimed at my head. No such tirade came. Maria said nothing as her eyes rolled back in her head, and she passed out cold on the ground. Again, I didn't blame her. Our family lineage sucked.
Well, that certainly answers a few questions. Nikolai said as he snapped his fingers, and several dragons ran to attend to the unconscious Maria.
I wanted to go to her as well, but knew my welcome would be iffy.
Her marking has always confounded me, he said as he lifted my hair and examined my neck.
Little shocks of heated desire shot through me at the touch of his warm fingers on my skin. Roughly, I pulled away and turned to face him.
I suppose you've been all up in Maria's neck,
I snapped. And then closed my eyes and pinched the bridge of my nose, hoping everyone would disappear if I couldn't see them. I sounded like a jealous lover. This was all kinds of inappropriate and unprofessional.
No, Nikolai said with a grin that made him ungodly beautiful. All of my people's markings are known to me. Unfortunately, the only neck I want all up in right now is yours, he added under his breath.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. I was making a mess of things, and I needed to regain some kind of upper hand here. What the hell would distract a weir of dragons from sex and shocking revelations?
Blood. I could do that. Violence would help me work out the forbidden sexual tension flowing through my veins.
Since I will not fight my brother's child, I will accept challenges from anyone that would like to have a go at me, I called out.
Nikolai's eyebrows shot up. I was unsure if he was disappointed he wasn't going to get laid by a princess, or if he was now positive I had a death wish. It didn't matter. Being around him right now was far more dangerous than slaying dragons. Fighting, I understood. What was happening between me and Nikolai? Not so much. The challenges came fast and furious. 4 men and 2 women stepped forward. So much for thinking they were beginning to like me. Again, I didn't need their friendship. I needed their respect. And after tonight, I would have it. It would come at a cost, but what in my life hadn't thus far?
Dragon or human?
I shouted to my challengers.
Dragon!
The bloodthirsty crowd chanted. So be it, I muttered as I removed my clothing and let my body shift into my dragon. The feeling of freedom and rightness overwhelmed me as my body went from skin and fragile bone to massive gossamer wings and glittering golden scales. My vision was clearer and the air smelled sweeter. If I had my way, I'd spend all my time like this. Although I wouldn't be fighting, I'd simply fly.
You will engage with her one at a time, Nikolai instructed over the din of the excited dragons. And there will be no fight to the death, if anyone, he said, giving me a narrowed-eyed sideways glance, goes for the kill. They will be taking me on. Am I clear?
His people nodded to him and went to their knees. For a guy who despised royalty, he had his people trained to a tight protocol.
Begin,
he shouted. And we did. The first 4, 2 men and 2 women, were a breeze. I sustained some bloody injuries, but to me they were mere nuisances. The blood flow and damage to my challengers were far more severe. But they would live. If this was an accurate representation of the fighting prowess of the resistance, it was no wonder they were losing the war.
This is ridiculous, I huffed.
Pink and purple flames left my jaws as I spoke.
This is child's play. These are the best you have?
My large body shimmered in the quickly setting sun. A menagerie of rainbow-colored points of light covered the ground around me as the sun bounced off my shiny scales, and I knew I looked every inch the princess I was. The dragons pointed and whispered. A few danced in the sparkling lights. I was curious if Maria had gold in her hide when she shifted. I'd have to wait and see. My last 2 challengers backed away. This was boring, and the crowd echoed my sentiment. My dragon itched for a real battle, but apparently it was not to be.
I challenge you,
came a familiar voice from below. Oh, shit. Beware of what you wish for. Nikolai removed his clothes and shifted quickly into his dragon. It was fluid and gorgeous. I admired him and assessed him for weakness. I couldn't find any. His massive body gleamed, and his silver markings seemed to dance along his skin. This would be satisfying, and my dragon approved.
The rules remain the same, he said.
His voice and his dragon form was deeper, and unfortunately, even sexier.
We fight until I pin you.
Or until I pin you,
I corrected him to cheers and shouts from the crowd.
Never happened. Never will.
He shot back with a huff of laughter that produced an orange flame dotted with black and gold glitter.
First time for everything, big boy,
I said as I took to the air and waited. My body trembled with pent-up aggression and sexual frustration. Nikolai was about to receive the brunt of it.
Rule number 1,
I called down to him as he watched me hover above the tree line.
Never screw with a pissed-off female dragon.
Oh, I'll screw with you,
he threatened as he spread his massive wings and soared up to me.
But it will be in the privacy of my suite, after I pin your golden ass to the ground, beautiful.
And if I win? I questioned, tamping down my excitement at the thought of laying underneath him.
I'll still let you take me to my suite,
he bargained arrogantly. In your dreams. And so it began, on a dare and some innuendo. The dragons went wild. Neither Nikolai nor I held back. The massive fires and blood flow from both of us were proof. I'd never had such an equal adversary in my life, and I'd not had fun like this in ages. Granted, it was painful fun, but fun for a dragon was slightly different than it was for the average shifter. Nikolai fought with a viciousness that would have left me speechless if it didn't delight my inner dragon to the point she wasn't sure if she wanted to fry him or mount him. Thankfully, I was still in charge, and we did neither. Short of killing blows, we went at each other like the animals we were, and it was glorious.
You ready to call it?
Nikolai snarled as he took swipe at my midsection with the tip of his razor-sharp wing. It connected, and I went hurtling backward in the air. A tree caught my trajectory, and I bounced off and recouped. That was going to leave a scar even in my human form. I'd escaped most of his truly crushing blows, as I was far more agile in the air with my smaller, sleeker form. Due to my speed and deadly accuracy, I'd gotten in just as many punishing blows as my cocky challenger.
I won't ever call it Dragon Boy,
I hissed as I ran my talons down his back, drawing blood and an enraged roar from him. I laughed with joyous abandon, knowing I'd scarred him. Thinking too deeply about having left my mark was a mistake. However, enjoying my last blow was an even bigger error. He came like a tsunami and knocked the breath out of me as we went hurtling to the ground. Clouds and trees zipped by at warp speed as I desperately tried to regain the upper hand. His body weight and size made it impossible. We landed with a jarring thud, but the impact was minimal. WTH. I opened my eyes and stared into the amused and victorious green eyes of the dragon beneath me. He'd taken the brunt of the fall so he didn't crush me. While the girly part of me was all aflutter, my dragon part was miffed. I didn't need the arrogant leader of the dragon resistance to cushion my fall. I'd cushioned my own falls. Always.
I say we call it a draw,
Nikolai said as he rolled me off of him and shifted back to human. I followed suit and quickly searched the area for something to cover my nakedness. Nikolai just walked around butt to the wind, shaking hands and speaking with his people. The simple fact that I was tentative about being naked was proof that I'd been away from normal dragon life for too long. Nakedness was simply a non-issue for a shifter. I was the odd one. Or maybe it was because the idiot who had sort of let me win was watching me far too intently.
Here you go, child, Elena said with a twinkle in her eyes as she handed me a robe. You're very impressive. I've never seen anyone but Lenny or Seth give Nikolai such a run for his money.
He wussied out at the end, I said with a dismissive shrug. He won, yet he lost by a technicality of a false landing.
Sometimes you don't win by winning, my dear,
Elena said easily as she took my hand and led me into the chattering crowd. Sometimes a consensus is far more beneficial.
Consensus?
I asked as I noticed a distinct change in attitude from the dragons toward me.
Yes, consensus. I like the word far better than compromise. In a compromise, there is always a loser. In a consensus, there are two winners.
She smiled and slipped away. I laughed. Elena was another one who liked to drop bombs of wisdom and then walk away. Seth and Nikolai were very fortunate to have her as a mother. I definitely would remember the consensus versus compromise one. I would keep that handy for Daniel. I was alone amidst dragons who only an hour ago wanted to see my blood spilled on the ground. Now I was being asked pointers on fighting and getting compliments on my killer instinct and sparkling golden scales. It felt wonderful, and for a brief moment I was grateful to the arrogant man who clearly knew what he was doing. He let me keep my pride for the most part, but demonstrated to his people that he had